up. After the staff and emergency worker say Israeli strikes Friday killed at least 42 people in Gaza, including children. Across Israel, sirens sounded for missiles fired from Yemen. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they fired a ballistic missile and targeted Israel with a drone. Israel's military reported that it shot both down. The violence came as mediators were dispatched to Qatar to resume ceasefire talks to end 15 months of war between Israel and Hamas. AP correspondent Charles de la Decima reports experts are meeting in Brazil to investigate the December 25th crash of an Azerbaijani airliner.
Brazil's Air Force says that several of its investigators are working with colleagues from three other nations to analyze data from the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed in Kazakhstan on December 25, killing 38 people. Azerbaijan claims that the Embraer 190 jet made in Brazil was unintentionally shot down by Russia. Brazil's Air Force says in a statement that nine foreign investigators have gathered with its own experts at its Center for the Probe and the Prevention of Air Accidents in the capital, Brasilia, to work on data extracted from the airline's black box and other tools. Kazakhstan has three investigators in that group, while there are six others from Azerbaijan and Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top diplomats from Germany and France are in Syria to send what the German minister called a clear signal that a political new beginning between Europe and Syria is possible after the ouster of Bashar al-Assad. The German and French foreign minister said all Syrians must have a place in the political process, regardless of the ethnic or religious group. They met Friday with Syria's de facto leader. He has said it could take up to 4 years to hold elections. This is VOA News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the judge presiding over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's hush money trial has set a date for sentencing.
In an extraordinary turn, a judge has now set President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case for January 10th, a little over a week before he's due to return to the White House. But the judge indicated that Trump would not be jailed. Judge Juan Imrishan signaled in a written decision that he'd sentence the former and future president to what's known as a conditional discharge, in which a case is closed without jail time, a fine, or probation. The development leaves Trump on course to be the first president to take office convicted of felony crimes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Mike Johnson's re-election as U.S. House Speaker.
Three Republicans voted for someone other than Johnson, who then met with two of them, Ralph Norman and Keith Self. They flipped their votes, giving Johnson 218.
Duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives,
the American people have called on us to reject business as usual and throw out the status quo.
Immediately laying out priorities, his and Trump's.
We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people.
Trump had urged the GOP to back Johnson and later called his win an unprecedented vote of confidence in Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd had suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental vehicle used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials told the Associated Press that Shamsud Dinjabar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. They spoke on condition of anonymity and they were not authorized to speak about the ongoing inquiry. The attack killed 14 people and injured dozens more. Authorities are still investigating Jabbar's motives and how he carried out the attack. He was killed by police. U.S. President Joe Biden has blocked the nearly $15 billion proposal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. This affirms his earlier vow to block the acquisition. In a Friday statement, Biden said we need major U.S. companies representing the major share of U.S. steelmaking capacity to keep leading the fight on behalf of America's national interest. His decision comes after the Committee on Foreign Investment of the United States did not reach a consensus on the possible national security risk of the deal last month. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.